Household hazardous waste collection begins in earnest this week. Salt Lake County Health Department hosts neighborhood collections throughout the summer. KUER's Judy Fays visited a year-round collection center at the county landfill to learn more.
A lot of sorting gets done here at the Hazardous Waste Collection Center. Chemist Ed Larratt is rummaging through containers of dried-up paint, white gas, solvents, herbicides, and other household discards. Plastic-lined boxes hold dry stuff like granulated pesticides, fertilizers, and engine oil bottles. Latex paint cans are stacked in a dump truck-sized container to get ready for shipping. Old batteries and electronics have their own piles, and known toxics and mystery chemicals get sent to the hazardous waste incinerator and dump in Tooele County. Larratt says the facility serves a bigger purpose.
All this liquid could end up in the drinking water. It has a high impact. Most of this stuff would be sent down the sink to our water treatment facilities that aren't really equipped for these chemicals.
The big focus here is keeping the stuff out of the landfill where it can leach.
It's easier to manage the environmental impact of it if it never goes in there.
Much of what's collected here will be recycled either on site or by landfill partners like Habitat for Humanity and high school shop classes. Homeowners can drop off waste for free at the county landfill and at the Transjordan landfill in South Jordan. Salt Lake County also offers the 13 neighborhood collections this summer, beginning Thursday morning in Sugar House.
We collect everything at the local collections that we collect here.
Residents dropped off around 2 million pounds last year, and they're on track to bring even more this year. Dan Moore is a supervisor in the county's Environmental Health Division. To him, the collections are a simple way to make Salt Lake County cleaner and healthier.
People that find out about it, they use it. And I think that really is commendable because of the residents want to do the right thing.
The hazardous waste collection sites won't accept waste from businesses, explosives, radioactive materials, pharmaceuticals, or old tires. But the county health department can advise residents where to take that waste. Judy Fays, KUER News.